Okay. Our Lord should be in Tzchus Yitzchak Meir ben Gershon.
Okay.
This is your favorite, Doctor. This is from the Lubavitch Rebbe.
Okay, before we do this, one other thing.
Sure. Also from Michal Aaron Bas Chana for Fush Chalema.
Ben Chana.
Michal Aaron Ben Chana. Okay, so when it comes to Purim, what better way to go into Purim than an essay from the Lubavitch Rebbe, I believe in 1960. To be honest with you, I didn't have so much time to prepare. So we'll learn it together, and hopefully by learning together, it will help us grow closer to Hashem. Okay, no worries. We'll catch up when you go. Actually, we're going to wait for you.
Great.
Okay, here we go. So this mimer from the Lubavitch Rebbe is called Ani Yeshena V'Libi Er. I'm sleeping, but my heart is awake. So I only gave you the last paragraph, but before we get to the last paragraph, it's around, the whole mimer is around six pages.
Which Lubavitch?
This is the previous Lubavitch, Rabbi Nachum Mendel.
Right.
Schneerson.
Okay.
Sechet Tzadik Kodesh V'Racha. So he writes in the beginning paragraph over here, this is what he said on Purim in 1960. The Pasuk says in Megillah Perek Vav, Pasuk Af, Balayla Hahu Nadada Shnas HaMelech. That night, the king had trouble falling asleep. We know, in a Pashup shot, the king refers to Achashverosh, but Chazal tells famously. And anytime it says the word HaMelech in the Megillah, it refers to Hashem. So, doesn't refer to Achashverosh, but refers to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Lubavitch Rebbe writes, I didn't give you over here, I only give you the last paragraph, I'm just going to read a few lines here. He writes, it's brought down from the Maharil. The Maharil was the, if you don't go a page in the Mishnah Berurah without quoting the Maharil. Maharil was the father of Ashkenazic Minhagim. The Maharil writes, the Mimalayla Hu Tzarech Lahagvia Es Kolo B'Kriyaso. Then when the Baal Kore reads this pasuk, "V'balayla hu nadra shnas melech," you don't have it. You don't have this. We're going to get to the page. I apologize that I didn't copy. But the Maral says when the Baal Kore gets to this pasuk, he should raise up his voice a little bit. Levisha zeu tokfo shalnis, because this is exactly where the miracle started coming. And the Rabbi asks a question. Umakshal then the Rabbi asks a question. De lechora haray tokfo shalnis hu tachanune Esther. Really, the beginning of the miracle, one might say, was when all the whole tachanunim of Esther's pleas started happening, and that she wanted to be mevatel Haman's decree of wiping the Jewish people out. How does this pasuk, "Balayelu nadas shnas amelach," how is that the place, or why is that the place in the Megillah? Well, the Maharil says that things started to change a little. You know, things started to turn the table. So why was the momentum swing? Why this pasuk? So the Rebbe explains. If he says the Medrash says in the Yalkut Shimoni and Remes tough nun zayin, and he says Belailahu nadu shnas hamelach ze malcho shel olam. The Medrash says, who couldn't sleep that night? That refers to the king of the world. He says, at the end of the day, what does it mean that Kodesh Baruch had trouble falling asleep? Doesn't the pasuk say in Tehillim, "Hinei lo yinum velo yishan shema Yisrael"? Kodesh Baruch never sleeps. So at the end of the day, is Hashem falling asleep, not falling asleep? What's going on over here? So the Rebbe explains in these 10 pages, we're only going to do the last paragraph. The Rebbe explains an amazing idea. The Rebbe explains, and he quotes the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says an amazing thing. The Baal Shem Tov says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, the Pasuk says, Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is my shadow. Meaning, if you ever walk outside, we're going to get to it now. If you ever walk outside at night time, I have to remember to do Kiddush Havana. Someone can remind me that. I appreciate that. But if you walk outside, you're doing Kiddush Havana, and you see your shadow. So wherever your shadow goes, that's where you go. Right? So Baal Shem Tov says, just like your shadow follows you, says the Baal Shem Tov, Kodesh Baruch Hu also follows you. Meaning, if a Jew goes out of his way for Kodesh Baruch Hu, then what does Hashem do for that Jew? Hashem will go out of his way for him. Hashem is my shadow. So at the end of the day, the question we started off saying is that we get to the pasuk of Balailu Nadu Shnas HaMelech, Perek Vav. Maharil says that the Baal Kori should raise up his voice. He should lift up his voice specifically at this pasuk, because this is like the pasuk where things started to change. The Rebbe asked, what's going on over here? There was no momentum swing. The king couldn't sleep. Very good. Here, obviously, the king doesn't only refer to Achashverosh. On a deeper level, it refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But even more than that, the Rabbi says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping, but the Pasuk says Hashem never sleeps. So the Rabbi explains throughout the whole Maimer, we're going to get to in the last paragraph. The Pasuk says, Ani Yeshena, I am sleeping, v'li bi'er. What does li bi'er mean? And my heart is awake. Meaning a person could be asleep, but they're not really asleep. The whole point of the Purim story is that we fell asleep for a little. The Jewish people fell asleep. What does it mean to fall asleep? It means that we went to a suda that we didn't belong at. A suda that they were celebrating the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But at the end of the day, we were sleeping, but our heart was still awake. Meaning, a Jew could always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Jew could always return. Even if they might be doing the wrong thing right at that time, down deep, every Jew is still connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what does this mean? Ani yishena v'li bi'er. I am sleeping, but my heart is awake. Right? What does it mean? But b'laylahu nadda shnas ha'melech. If the king is sleeping, right? And we said from the Baal Shem Tov that whatever Hashem does, it's a reflection from what we're doing. No, it's a very deep permit. You have to go right to the Panemius. So says the Rebbe, if Hashem's sleeping, then who's that a sign of who's sleeping? It's a sign that we're sleeping. Right? Hashem is our shadow, says the Baal Shem Tov. But just like Kadosh Baruch Hu never falls asleep, hinei lo yanuv lo yishan, there are different levels of sleep. I'm sure you guys know specifically when I remember always that, you know, we can wake my mother in the middle of the night. Like, it has to do with women. Women, like, literally could be up in the middle of the night, he could fall back asleep. When a guy's asleep, like, there's no waking him up, you know? But, like, women get to have the ability to multitask. Kadosh Baruch Hu, physically, Kadosh Baruch Hu's not physical. But at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu could be sleeping, but he's very, very much awake. The whole Purim story, the beginning of the first few Prakim, when everything was on the line, what happened? The Jewish people were falling asleep. Who did the Kadosh Baruch Hu send to wake us up? He sent Mordechai. He sent Mordechai specifically to tell the Jewish people it's time to wake up. It's time to be able to know that you could always return to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We know, and then we're going to get to the last paragraph, there's a famous idea brought down from the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes says, the Pasuk says in Koheles, Shevo Yipol Tzadik V'kam. A Tzadik falls seven times, right? We said in the past from Rav Huttner explains that not just a tzaddik falls seven times, but actually becoming a tzaddik and realizing your challenges actually help you grow, that makes a tzaddik. Meaning the struggles that you went through, without those struggles, a tzaddik can't do. Becoming a tzaddik is by using your failures, using your struggles, using your past, and growing from them and learning from them. Right? You realize that a perm, in the past perm, you know, you were very selfish and you toned out your wife, you toned out your kids, and the rest of Purim was a disaster because your wife screamed at you because you weren't present. You learn from this Purim that I'm not going to do that. Right? It's very simple. You learn from your past. What does a Malik want to do? A Malik wants us to fall down, to not believe in ourselves. Right? A Malik is gematria suffix, to doubt ourselves. Kol zeinu shovali. Haman says, Shekharish Baruch Hu, I want nothing to do with them. A Malik cools us off. Not that we shouldn't believe in ourselves. Says Imre Emes, if you look at the last letters of Sheva Yipol, Tzadik V'kam. What's the last letter in Sheva? Ayin. What's the last letter in Yipol? Lamed. What's the last letter in Tzadik? Kuf. And what's the last letter in V'kam? Amem. If you scramble those letters together, you get a Malik. The Malik wants us to fall. The whole Inyan of Sheva Yipol, Tzadik V'kam is to take our failures to be able to grow. The times that I fell asleep, those are the times going to help me grow. But at the end of the day, a Jew can always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Jew can always return. And the more we have Mesiras Nefesh, that wakes up us, and that wakes up Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now see what the Rebbe says inside over here. This is from the last paragraph, from the Tav Shin Chaf, Ani Yishena V'li Bi'er, from the Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson, 1960. Says the Rebbe, V'zehu b'layla shahu hahu nadda shnas melech. And this is what the Pasuk means, that that night, the king couldn't sleep. And this was actually the game changer. This is where things started to move. Shezehu tokvo shalneis. The afal pish b'nei Yisrael hayav az b'mayimim matzav shalshena. That even though the Jewish people at that time of Purim, they were quote unquote sleeping, and they went to Achashverosh Suda, and they were doing things they shouldn't have been doing, and after Mordechai even told them they shouldn't be going, they still went. And kol malkom, nevertheless, nadda shnas malko shel olam. The king couldn't fall asleep. V'hainu, l'fi sh'b'nei Yisrael l'mata, amdu, b'tenu'a sh'am mesiras nefesh. Mesrach Kol Hashana Kula. The same way that a Jew, the Jew of Esther Malkah, had such mysterious nefesh, and she risked her entire life to be able to go into the king. She risked her entire life to be able to go into the king when we know that it was very dangerous for her. He writes in the brackets over here. He says Shalachin Nikra Megillah B'Shem Yehudim. This is why we're in the Megillah we're called Yehudim. Why? Because the Gemara says in Megillah Yud Gimel, Kol Kofer B'Avodah Zara Shehu Kemodek B'Chol Torah Kula Nikra Yehudi. Anyone who's Kofer in Avodah Zara is called a Jew. So at the end of the day, if a Jew has such mysterious nefesh, the mysterious nefesh that Esther had, right? The amazing efforts that Esther put in and Mordechai put in, that caused the Kadosh Baruch Hu to wake up. Right? We were sleeping, but we woke up. That caused the Kadosh Baruch Hu to wake up. And that's when things got started. His sleep was woken up. He couldn't sleep. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, amazing thing. He says, by us having the mysterious nefesh, right? Esther tells Mordechai, Lech Gnosis Kol Yehudim. The Jews started to gather together. They were unified. Then they started to daven, and they started to daven to Hashem, and then they started to fast. What happened? We woke up the king upstairs. We woke up HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what did that cause? That caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wake up the king downstairs. And that's why the Tokvul Shanis, and that's why the Ma'aril says that the Chazan, hopefully we'll see Motzei Shabbos, hopefully in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh, the Chazan should this by this puzzle, B'Layelahu Nadal Shanas HaMelech, he should raise up his voice, because this is where things started to turn around. This is the momentum swing. You know, you're watching a football game. I always talk about when was the momentum swing of the game, right?
Yeah.
This is the momentum swing of the whole Megillah. Elachein Sivil Havi is Sefer Zichronos Devar Hayomim. And then, so what does Achashverosh ask for right after this? He says, bring me the book of remembrance and bring me the book. Bahainu Shenimshach Gam Bahayomim. Says the Rebbe, Devar Hayomim doesn't only refer to the Devar Hayomim of those times. Divrei Hayomim actually applies to even nowadays too. And he's going to get to this at the end. The Purim just didn't happen 2,000 years ago. Purim happens, the Kedusha of Purim, the miracles of Purim, happen every year. Every year the same orders come in. We're going to see in a second. Bebechinos hazman v'amakon lamata. The same zman, the same miracles, the same time period actually happen down here. V'hainu, shekashem sh'avodahi ba'ofen she'inyin ha'mesiris nefesh nimshach, gam be'ezer kochos ha'nefesh, the same way that all these miracles happen in thought and in speech and in action. And the B'nai Yitzchak also talks all about this, how you have to fight Amalek with our speech, with our dibor, and with our action. We can't just wipe out Amalek in our thoughts. We have to wipe out with our paths. And this is brought down by the Rishonim also. You have to remember what Amalek did to you. Bepeh, and believe. You have to do it with your... You have to, it's got to be a complete wipeout.
That's Amalek.
Right? What is a Amalek nowadays? Not a physical. A Amalek is the spirituality that, or I would say one type of a Amalek, is the spirituality that a person shouldn't believe in themselves. Believe that, to be able to say that you're not special, right? What does a Amalek do? A Amalek tried to cool us off. A Amalek tried to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, Hashem did some miracles for you? Shkoyach, very nice. But at the end of the day, they try to make us forget who we are. Trying to make us forget. Now, that was Haman's big thing. Haman tried to say, at the end of the day, the Jewish people, who are the Jewish people, right? If you look in the Megillah, let's open up the Megillah right here. The Megillah says an amazing thing. We'll get back to the Rebbe in a second. This is from the Kedushas Levi. The Megillah says an amazing thing in Perek Gimel Pasuk Beis. V'chol Avdei HaMelech, this is one of my favorite things in the whole Megillah, because it's such a shtuch to Haman. All the servants were waiting at the gate of the king, and they bowed down to Haman. Because this is what the king told him to do. Mordechai didn't bow down. Now that's a pashup shot. That's a simple explanation.
Yeah.
Says the Kedushas Levi. That's not the deeper explanation. The deeper explanation is as follows. All of the servants of the king had to bow down. All the servants have to bow down, but one person doesn't have to bow down. Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachav. Part of the gzeira, part of Achashverosh's rule, is that everyone has to bow down except for Mordechai. Right? Mordechai, we know, had a very, very big shteller by Achashverosh. He was a very big governmental official. Achshosh told Mordechai he doesn't have to bow down. What? So then what got Haman so upset? This came from the king. Because what is Mordechai saying? Pasuk Dalet. Vahika Amram Elav Yom Vayom. He would pass by. Remember David Lo Shama Aleim. He did not listen to them. Vayidu L'Haman L'Rosad Yamdu Devei Mordechai. And they told him what Mordechai was saying. Ki Higi Lahem Asher Yehudi. He told him that he's a Jew. What was Mordechai really doing? Haman knew that Mordechai was Jewish, right? We know that Haman was actually Mordechai's servant before this whole story even happened.
Yeah.
What was Mordechai telling Haman? Mordechai was saying, I might have an exemption from the king. We want to know the reason why I'm not bowing down to you? Ki higi lahem asher hu yehudi. I'm a Jew. And I don't bow down to other people who tell me what to do. I bow down to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yichrav lo yishach was part of the gzeira, it was part of the decree. But what did Mordechai want to do? He shtucht it back to Haman. I'm not bowing down because Achashverosh told me I shouldn't bow. I'm not bowing down because I'm a Jew. A Malach is there to be able to bring us down, to be able to make us feel like we're not, we don't have any shachas to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what he says here, that the way we act, that actually is ma'ora, that actually wakes to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kimokin, you see where we are, around 10 lines up from the bottom. Kimokin, ha'in de'lo yanu v'lo yishan, that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sleep or doesn't fall asleep. Hu ba'oven shepol agam ham shachas l'mata b'nei chayim mezonei revichil l'mata mi'asar tvachim. That only is caused from the people down here. Meaning the more we act like Jews, the more what we do, that actually affects the Kadosh Baruch Hu upstairs. And then why he did Atka here? Why is the pinnacle point? We woke up the king. We actually, physically, spiritually, physically, on all levels, we actually woke up the king by our Messiah's Nefesh. The Indian Zepal, the Yehudim, Haisa Ora, Vasimcha, Vasasa, Vikar. And this actually caused the Jewish people to have Ora, to have light, and Simcha, and Sason, and Vikar, right? All these amazing things of joy and happiness. And as Chazal explained, right, all those things that refer to Torah, and refers to Yontif, and Sason, Mila, and Tfilin. Hen Gepshuto Papo, Shara'in Mikra Yotzim Yedei Pshuto. They don't, he says, this is Mamash Pashup Shah. Pashup Shah in the Pasuk is that we actually woke up with Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what it means. Va'ayamim ha'ila. Haniskar manasim chol dovador. And later on in the Megillah, Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Ches, he writes, the Pasuk says, and all these days will be remembered for every generation. What does that mean for every generation? The Rambam says that there will be one Yontif that's never erased. Which Yontif is that? Yontif of Purim. When Mashiach comes, there will be only one Yontif left, Purim. Because we know that's when Amalek will be wiped out. And Mashiach will only come once Amalek's name is fully wiped out. And there's only one Yontif that's connected to Amalek. It says the Arizal. What does this mean? That these days will be remembered forever and ever in every generation until Mashiach. The Arizal writes, Sha'idation is kar mitoch is orus azay nasim orapam kolam shachas ha'ashvaos kvi shahay bapam harishona. The same way we're ma'orah, if we fast the way we did today, we daven, and the way we learn, we act the way we should act to other Jews, to other fellow brethren. We're actually Paul. The actual hashpa'os, the actual droppings, the actual kedusha of Perm, the first Perm. And that's what we say, Sha'asa nisim navasinu bayamim ha'im hazman hazeh. Sha'asa nisim navasinu, that happened to my forefathers, bayamim ha'im hazman hazeh, during this time. How does that make sense? It happened then and happened now. No, it makes very simple. It makes very simple sense. Because it happened then, the oros, that kedusha came into the world then, but every year, it comes back at that specific time Perm. But only if we're doing the right thing. Only for making sure to act the way Mordechai and Esther act, to have the Messiah's Nefesh, to have the belief in ourselves, to have the Amuna, that a Jew could always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if he might be sleeping. A person might doze off in class, he might doze off a little. But at the end of the day, a Jew could always wake up. But probably a male specifically in these days, and it basically ends off saying what he said before. A Jew could always wake up, and a Jew could always be Paul. Tremendous, tremendous things. So what's the take home message? He said a lot of very deep Torah. What's the take home message? I firmly believe for myself, and I always have a lot of times in my life where I have a little voice in my head, or it could be a little voice in a text message or an email that says, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're not going to be able to do this. You've struggled for this in the past, you're going to struggle again. When I always, Purim is my favorite day of the year. It's also Hashem's favorite day of the year. I always ask my students, what's the holiest day of the year? And they always say, Yom Kippur. And I always say, You just fell right into my trap. Yom Kippur is the second holiest day. The first holiest day of the year is Purim itself. Because Yom Kippurim is a day like Purim, but it's not Purim.
Oh.
Right? It's a day like Purim, but it's not Purim. Purim is the day that we actually see firmly how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is literally behind the whole scenes, and it might look like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. It might look like he's sleeping, Ani Yishena, but really, really be air. I have my heart's awake. At the end of the day, we have to take the first step. You ever seen the movie Mighty Ducks? And the captain, Conway, whatever his name is, Charlie Conway. So the coach always says, you got to take the first step. Make the first move against the goalie, right? In the hockey movie. Floridians don't watch hockey, but us New Yorkers remember hockey. Rangers won 5-2 this week. Right? We had to make the first move. And when we make the first move, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes his move. And that's the whole Indian of this whole tremendous... Everything's changing by this possible. Just to be able to close, we said a Torah from the Rebbe. Now let's say a story from the Rebbe. So my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita, he said this when you were in yeshiva in YU. Maybe it's 3 years ago, 4 years ago. He said this on a Shabbos morning. I never heard him ever say this. There's certain stories that I know that I've heard him say at least 20 times.
Yeah.
I've only heard him say this story once. And it was Shabbos, so we couldn't record it. He said he was in yeshiva, and there was a time in his life where things really weren't going well. He didn't say what, but things really, they weren't going well. Someone told him you should go to Crown Heights, and you should go try to speak to the Rebbe. Goes to Crown Heights, you know, he goes into the office, whatever, and the Rebbe's not there, but they said, you know, if the Rebbe comes out of his house to go to the Beis Midrash, to go to 770, he goes out, I think, at 2:30. So he goes to maybe try to see him. I think you might remember the story, whatever. So he goes over, you know, 223.
In the street.
223 is not a Jew in sight. So Reimer looks at himself and said, wow, you can have direct access to the Rebbe just to be able to tell him something, you know, a little yechidus, whatever. He says, by 228, he said there were thousands of Jews who just came out of nowhere like ants. Came out of nowhere and knew that, you know, the Lubavitch Rebbe had Davin's Mincha at the same time every day. For the most part. They knew the Rebbe was coming. So the Rebbe came out of his house and he's walking. Weinberger was like pushing himself to be able to get to the front. And finally, the Rebbe passes by. The Rebbe saying Shalom Aleichem. He passes by the Rebbe. He passes by Weinberger. What happens next is unbelievable. He said the Rebbe came back to Weinberger, didn't say one word. He said specifically, looked at him like, I'm looking at you right now. And he just went like this to him. He put his hand up and gave him like a shrug, like,
yeah,
like he's like, let's go, you could do it. Weinberger said that in the last 30-40 years, he said he's been living with the hand raised from the Rebbe. Meaning the Rebbe didn't speak to him of what was going on. But the Rebbe saw there was a Jew who mamish needed chizik. He needed chizik, who needed a little self confidence, he needed a little jump start. And that's the whole Purim. Purim is all about that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to say, it might look like I'm sleeping, but I'm mamish there. Hashem says, you have to make the first move. If you make the first move, then I'll be there. Ani yishena v'li b'yar, hinei loyinim v'lo yishan, b'laylu nad d'shnas ha-melech. Right? Hashem wasn't fully asleep, but we have to make the first move. So Hashem should bless us that we should firmly believe in ourselves. Sheva yipot tzadik v'kam. We should never ever believe we can never come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Jew can always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says the Imre Emes, Sheva yipot tzadik v'kam is Sofi Tevos Amalek. Amalek wants us to make us believe that our failures and our struggles actually bring us down. But we tell Amalek, b'nehafuchu. They do the opposite. Not only do they not bring us down, but we actually grow from our struggles. So Hashem should bless us. We should know. You could always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ani yishena v'li b'yar. No matter how much a Jew sleeps, physically, spiritually, a Jew can always return to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shvizoch to return to him. Tshuva av ava. Ez Hashem nis perm. Freilich ha perm. And have a beautiful Shabbos. Shvach.